Hello, Molly.
Hello.
Everyone, welcome. This is Formula Girls, and I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial, and Molly is our Senior Applications Chemist at Colonial. And this is an older formulation that we've had around for a while. It's formulation number 1032, and it is the Anti-Pollution Purifying Shampoo. It's sulfate-free, and this one's really neat because it has one of the products that we don't normally talk about, which is our Polysugafos 8600P. But we'll get back into that. So this one has our three favorite things. Mm-hmm. One of our sultanes, our Shuganate 160NC, and then it has a sulfosuccinate.
Yeah, so I know we talk about those three a lot, but this one's a little different in that it's a kind of a reverse system. So normally we'll say, you know, the Shuganate 160NC combined with a second anionic, the Colmate LA40, which also boosts up the foam. And then combining those two with a sultane, you can really easily get high viscosities and you don't have to even add an extra thickener. But in this one, it's a reverse system where we actually have more of the sultane than we do the Shuganate. And that's just one strategy we use to boost up foam.
So, yeah, this one has our Cocomidyl Purple Hydroxy Sultane, but this is the glycerin-free version, which is the Colateric CVS HP. So, and kind of with keeping with the anti-pollution claim that is trending right now, we have our Cholipid BP, which is one of our phospholipids, and it's sodium borogimidopropyl PG dimonium chloride phosphate.
Nice.
So, can you go into a little bit about like the anti-pollution claim with the BP?
So like a clarifying shampoo, it is designed to free your hair of residue that comes from, you know, styling products and standard shampoo and conditioner that build up over time, but then also the dust, the smoke, the daily grime of pollution.
Gross.
Yeah.
But it's so lovely.
So you're wanting to strip all that away, but you don't want your hair to be left dry and brittle. So the Cholipid BP has a light conditioning effect on the hair, but it also is derived from borage oil that's known to have antioxidant properties. So you get the antioxidant protection against free radicals in the environment that can also have a negative effect on the hair. And then it has a substantive nature, so you're getting, you know, longer lasting protection and some conditioning.
Okay, now getting into this Polysugafos 8600P, we have never talked about that one before, and don't look at the chemical structure because it is kind of scary.
But you know, it looking like that allows it to be polymer exempt.
Okay,
so the REACH status.
Okay, that's true. So this is the sodium hydroxypropyl phosphate cocoa glucoside cross polymer. And this is in our APG family.
Yes.
So what is this doing in here?
So it is part of the anionic system along with the Shuganate 160NC and the Colmate LA40. It has a bit of a different afterfeel than Shuganate, maybe a little less of a squeaky clean feel. It's still 100% bio-based and very mild. And like you said, it is another one of the alkyl polyglucoside derivatives. So it has that polymeric APG structure with the phosphate functional groups.
So in the 8600P, the cross polymer, this is natural?
Yes. Cross polymers do occur in nature, and the 8600P is 100% bio-based.
Could you make this prototype without the 8600P if you wanted to get rid of it?
Yes, you could take out the 8600P and rebalance it into the anionic system with the 160 and the LA40. Some people do want that more condensed ingredient list, but others might want a longer list if it's a more high-end product and they want it to look, you know, very complex and you want an extra ingredient in there. You could go either way.
For purifying shampoos, a lot of them have sulfates in them, but this one is sulfate free, so way less irritating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're going to use it the same way you would other clarifying shampoos, really only once or twice a week to remove all that buildup. And it's a simple preventative measure, especially for people that live in places with high pollution, rather than, you know, using a bunch of masks or sprays throughout the day. Just use this a couple times a week.
So is this one difficult to put together? Because we have 5 products in here, and the other one is just water, a fragrance, preservative, and citric acid.
No, it goes together very easily. You do have to heat it a little bit for the Colomate LA40, but everything else can be added in cold. They come in liquid form. They're easily water soluble. You are adjusting the pH at the last step. The viscosity is going to be pH dependent, so you can play around with that to wherever you want to be in that range.
And this one is, it has a really nice foam and a nice, I know this isn't like thickness in the bottle, you know, it's not really runny. And then it's also clear, which is really cool. So you can add some coloring to it if you want to.
Sure.
No, I don't think anybody does that anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So this is formulation number 1032. It is the anti-pollution purifying shampoo. It is sulfate free, and it's got our Polysugafloss 8600P, which is never talked about it before. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.